Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Mesilat Yesharim writes in Perek Yud Tet, Ha'oseh Chesed Yekabel Chesed. Whoever does kindness will in turn receive kindness. The more Chesed a person does for others, the more Chesed he will receive from Hashem. The Jews left Mitzrayim with untold wealth, which they received from the Egyptians. The Pasuk says, Bnei Yisrael listened to Moshe and borrowed from the Mitzrim gold and silver utensils and clothing. Rashi writes on the words, Kidvar Moshe, like Moshe told them before, V'yish'alu ish me'et re'ehu. The question that is asked is, what is Rashi adding? That's exactly what it's saying now in this Pasuk. They followed Moshe's instructions and borrowed from the Mitzrim utensils. Some explain, Moshe's instructions previously were not that the Jews should borrow from the Mitzrim, but rather that the Jews should borrow and lend from each other. Ish me'et re'ehu. Re'ehu is referring to a fellow Jew. Moshe was telling them, if they would practice the midah of chesed with each other, then when it came time for them to leave Mitzrayim and they would ask the Mitzrim for their utensils, the Mitzrim would give it to them. Because midah keneged midah, if you do chesed, Hashem will give you chesed. In this area, there are so many times when we're able to see the hand of Hashem so clearly based on how He gave people chesed exactly the way that they did the chesed before with others. I heard a story of a man named Rafi from Israel. He was on a bus a number of years ago when he was just 17 years old, and the bus driver had the radio on. Rafi wasn't paying attention to it, but suddenly the broadcast was interrupted by a special message from a 10-year-old boy in tears. The radio station host asked everyone to please listen and help. The boy said, I'm one of 5 children and my father died a year ago. My mother is struggling to pay the bills. The electric company just shut off our power because we have an overdue bill of 1,800 shekel. Can somebody please help us pay it? The host came back on and said, whoever wants to help, please call the following number. Rafi was moved by the pleas of that young boy and wanted to be the one to help. He got off the bus and went to a phone booth to call the radio station. He told them, tell the boy not to worry, he would bring the money very soon. He looked in his wallet and saw that he had 300 shekel of his own. Then he went from store to store asking people if they wanted to donate to this cause. After an hour, he collected the full sum and then went to the radio station headquarters in Romema and gave them the money. They asked Rafi for his name. He didn't want to say, but they pressed him until he told them his first name only, and then he left. 10 years later, Rafi was married with 2 children, learning in a kollel in Yerushalayim. He was struggling financially, and while speaking to a friend of his during breakfast one day, he told him that the electric company just turned off his power because he owed 3,800 shekel. As he was talking, a different friend overheard him and asked him if he knew his meter number by heart. Rafi had the bill on him and he gave his friend the number. This friend went out of the room and made a phone call. He came back 5 minutes later saying, your bill has been paid. They're going to turn your electric back on in 3 hours. Rafi couldn't believe it. He asked his friend who he just called. The friend said, I called my aunt Shoshana. She always tells me if I ever know of anyone in need of help with their electric bill, I should call her. Rafi asked for Shoshana's number to thank her. When he called, He asked her why she did this chesed. She replied, 10 years ago, when my electric got shut off, someone who I didn't even know went around and raised the money to pay for me. At that time, I said to myself, if I ever have the ability to help someone else like this, I'm going to do it. Baruch Hashem, I got remarried and we have the ability to help. Rafi then asked her who the person was who helped her 10 years before. She said she didn't really know. The only thing she found out was that his first name was Rafi. Rafi then told her, that was me. And they both cried at the amazing hashkaha which just took place. Ha'oseh chesed, yekabel chesed. Have a great day.